Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, I am Katie, or DJ Kaitana. I'm also from Edmonton as well. DJ, producer, did start producing in December, so now doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, I primarily play hard style, but I'm diving into more of a dubstep hard style kind of mix, so changing my game a little bit.
All right, so I have a moment to ask you about. We were on the back deck, and we put your song on a pair of our PK speakers.
Yes.
And I saw your face go...
I wasn't expecting it. That was loud.
Tell me about that moment, please.
Well, like, when making music and listening to it in the car or listening to it, like, on a little dinky speaker at home, it does not compare to what happened on that deck.
Yeah.
It was loud. I thought it needed a lot of work until I heard it there. Then I'm like, okay, this is actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was very exciting. It was a really cool feeling.
It was a banger.
Thank you.
It was a really good song.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, and I didn't know it was yours until I saw your face.
Yeah.
Because Tanner was just playing music, and then I saw you stop, and then I was just like, oh, is this yours? And then you're like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Thank you.
So what got you to the point where you wanted to start producing?
I always wanted to since I started raving. I just didn't think I could do it. Mm. I started on FL Studio. One of my friends, he was with Festivillains years ago, Chris, he tried to teach me and help me to use FL Studio years ago. I could not pick up on it.
Yeah.
But then Christmas this year, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to do it over Christmas break. And I taught myself, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's dedication.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Because it's different. Like, because we attend so many festivals and shows, like, you can see the difference between a DJ and a producer.
Yeah.
And then some people are great producers, but not great DJs for that set and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So it's not like myself, for example. I'm a pretty good videographer, but when it comes to photography, I can't take a picture to save my life.
It's a big difference though.
Yeah.
It is. And you're very good at what you do.
Well,
so
thank you. Thank you. So no, that's cool that you're doing that. Now I saw, and I apologize, none of your set at Slush Cup.
That's right.
Like, I don't even know what room you were in. So let's start there.
You were running around.
Yeah, what room were you in?
I was in the basement.
Okay.
Yes.
So please describe, because I never really got to see the basement. Like, I know the work we put into it to make it feel like a certain way, but I never saw it. So please tell me what it was like.
It was bigger than what I thought it was going to be. I was extremely impressed. The lighting was insane. The sound was crazy.
Yeah.
It was just that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was one of the most fun shows I've ever been a part of. So thank you.
Cool, yeah, you're welcome. No. Big shout out to Tanner and the rest of the team, DJ Hammer too. There was three dudes who were like just sitting around and literally just calling each other out. Is that all you're gonna do? And they're like, oh, do I have to do more? And like, well, I'm about to do more. And then it was just like, we bullied our way into that event and it was pretty sick.
Yeah, so, it was amazing.
Yeah, well, that room, cause it was so dark when I went in there.
Like, oh yeah.
We blacked it out. And did you sign the... There was a piece of paper. People started to sign some of the blackout windows.
No, I did see that though.
Yeah,
I saw people doing that.
So,
or maybe I did.
Yeah, I don't know. And so what time was your slot?
I was at 10 to 10:30.
Okay, so was Anthony working in the lights for you or is he participating in the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, he was working your lights.
It was nuts.
Yeah, he's good, eh?
Very. Incredibly good.
He was so nervous.
Aww.
And, yeah, Hammer like sat him down and he was like, all right, bro, you're up. And he's like, I'm gonna be here by myself? Like by myself? And he's like, yeah. And then like he killed it.
He did amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
I could notice the difference. I saw a few of him doing it and I was just like, good. And then I left and I'd come back and he wasn't doing it. And he was, cause he loves the scene so much. So
yeah.
You want to be in front and behind.
Yeah.
And I just saw him like, dude, I was like, lights aren't as good when you're not doing it.
He's true.
Just like, thank you. I was like, yeah, so.
Amazing yeah. job.
So are you still, like the first time we sat down, you were streaming like a crazy amount of hours. Like,
yep.
Are you still keeping that up? Or that is that a thing still?
That is still my job right
okay.
now. I just graduated college, so I was streaming part-time while I was doing that. So
okay.
now that I have the time, now I'm, well, I am looking for another job while I stream, but
yeah.
that's been my full-time job for a long time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a unique way to make a living.
It's hard.
So explain a little bit about streaming to me in regards to the platform. And obviously, like, the first time we filmed was what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, I don't keep up on technology like that. So what does that platform and industry look like now?
It's very oversaturated, very competitive. You have to kind of pick a niche that will cater to a certain demographic where you will make money
mm-hmm.
from those people. So, I mean, I've over the years have gained a crazy amount of friends around the world. I've been able to travel to the States because of streaming. So I'm very thankful for the community that I've built
yeah.
and how far I've grown. But it is an extremely competitive and very jealous industry. So
yeah.
it's been a hard 9 years that I've been doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Cause well, it has to be, it is so competitive and like
yeah.
you, everybody, it's basically if you do better than somebody else, then
you're
well,
hated.
So
yeah.
it's inherently going to be like that. But
yeah.
have you, you must have been able to find, like you said, some really good stories out of that and meet
yeah.
some good people and great opportunities.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But the grind is real. So I love you sharing
yes.
that. People don't understand. They just see this content online and they don't understand.
They think it's easy. You just press a button and you're live and that's it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No.
You gotta entertain
not.
And like grip and have people coming back and back and back.
Yeah.
But forget about them. It's you as the individual who has to like put in the time and you have to want to
oh, yeah.
do it.
Mentally taxing, physically exhausting, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no doubt. So what did you graduate with?
I was in aesthetics. So beauty school.
Okay.
Which is something
we
yeah,
hate it.
I know. Well, I wanted to be a tattoo artist and it was really hard to get an apprenticeship, so I was like, what can I do that involves beauty? So I went to beauty school. It was the hardest and very, I don't know, uncomfortable 9 months of my life.
Okay.
But it's over, it's done. So I don't know if I'm gonna be an esthetician. I still wanna be a tattoo artist, but we'll see where things take me now.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing from my human resource background and what I'll tell you about what you just said. Is when I would hire somebody and I'd look if they had a completed certificate or a completed degree, diploma, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Some people don't complete the certificate or
yeah.
the program and they would say like, oh, I went to the U of A for 3 years. And I'd
yeah.
be like, oh, crap. And I'd
yeah.
be like, well, I was there for 3 years. I'm like, yeah, but it shows something if you can't complete what you started.
Exactly.
And so starting and completing something is hard and it
yes.
takes dedication. So even though you didn't love it, you learned a lot and you completed it.
Yes.
And that certificate or diploma, whatever that piece of paper is, you own that now forever.
Yeah.
And that will open doors everywhere. Because when somebody sees you finish something on a resume, they're just like,
yeah.
You've been able to complete.
Yeah. 9 months of it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to tattooing people.
Yes.
I don't have a single tattoo on my body. Why, how, where, like, how do you start that? You say you want to do it. Like, what are the baby steps now to get that one off the ground?
Usually you get a tattoo apprenticeship, but it's hard because you take the apprenticeship for about a year, but you're not getting paid.
Oh.
But you have to be there all the time. So I wish I would have started when I was still living at home, because that would have been way easier.
Right.
I might just buy my own machine and buy some fake skin online and teach myself and then go get an apprenticeship, because at least I have that experience.
Yeah. After, you got to put in the time, you know? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
You should stream tattooing people.
I was going to do that too.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like, that could be like an easy sell.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We should talk about that one a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's a cool concept. So why do you want to tattoo people though? Like, why? Like, what about it? Like, because there's tons of different canvases.
Yes.
How in your head is just like, no, my canvas, I want to be on a human's body. Yeah.
I want my art to walk around. That's like, that's the goal. It's not just a picture on the wall. It's actually just on you forever. And I think that would be amazing. If I could turn that into something.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Art that walks around. Okay, yes. Well, unfortunately, Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
Yes.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I'm going to shout-out Tanner's couch as well, because that was the best couch ever. So shout-out to the couch. And big shout-out to you guys. That was honestly the best weekend ever, and all you guys put a lot of work into it, and I appreciate everything you do. So
sweet. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Really didn't do shit.
Yeah, no, I did. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, hopefully you're having a great day. Do appreciate you guys tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope you're having a great one, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.